Oh, well.
Hey there, out there in Spotify, whatever land you are, podcast land. It's C. Willie and
Cutter Peep
from the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We had a off night tonight. We had a performer that we had scheduled, and unfortunately, circumstances happen.
Mm-hmm.
Crap occurs. And this young lady was not able to make it. So we're going to reschedule with her some other time. We figured, well, we got to fill the void this evening. And we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that got us started doing this. Some of the things over these past now 8 shows that we've got out there that we really have enjoyed. There've been some highlights. There's been some cool stuff.
Yeah, we want to go over those highlights with you guys, those who have been listening. I know we have over 1,000 followers, so sometimes it's good just to kind of recap some of the great musicians that we've interviewed and some of their songs, some of our favorites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had a really good time with all of this. I'm fooling here. I'm trying to be technical, and it's not working out the best, but we'll kind of see what's going on. We're trying. Right now to live stream this whole thing to our Facebook page, and it doesn't appear that it is working. So one more thing that we're going to have to kind of goof around with and figure out. So in the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about the show. We've had a lot of fun with this. The purpose, as we've told you before in some of these little promos, has been to give bands that are out there trying to make a name for themselves a platform where they can promote. And that was the whole goal when we originally started Vehicle City Sound several years ago, giving folks that maybe wouldn't be heard by others a chance to get out there and demonstrate their craft, demonstrate what they're doing. And this is what we want to do now. We've already had, I don't know, a handful of bands on the show that I had never heard of until this. Of course, we opened up with Jackie Daniels, our very first show. We love Jackie. She's been a great friend.
She's fantastic. Very, very talented.
Well, and she's really making her name for herself, along with several of her other fellow performers there in Southeast Michigan. They're playing clubs all over the place in the Detroit area, and encourage you. In fact, we were just up at Port Huron, just a week or two ago. They were in Port Huron, she and Blue Sky Riley, who we also had on the show, doing a duet show up there in the beautiful town of Port Huron. Detroit, of course, we're doing this tonight, Detroit, home of the NFL draft this evening. So
that's right.
Getting us,
wearing our pride.
Yeah, getting Motor City back on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about that. And we, in our second show, had a gentleman that I don't think a lot of folks really realized the breadth of the number of bands that he played in, and the talent this man has is just incredible.
Oh, Mr. Andy.
Andy Padlin was on, and he got us going with a few really, really good ones. And I'm looking here, and I don't.
So, great little recap, Andy Padlin, he is part of Sponge. So if you're like me, you know, we're rockers, you definitely know who he is.
You've heard him, Molly.
There's
some, the 16 Candles theme song. You know that one.
Oh, we should play one of his songs.
Well, we should if we had him. We were looking in the old video or the audio vault here, and hey, it came up empty.
Uh-oh.
But the gentleman that we had on then after Andy that a lot of people know from his Kenny Rogers tribute, Alan Turner was on. Alan, and folks may or may not know this, if you follow Alan, you certainly do, he is Great Britain's Luke Bryan.
He's number one over there.
He has had a number of big hits in the country scene across the pond, as they say, and has some songs that have some absolutely great messages. One of them that really kind of got me, of course, the greatest message of all is That's Why They Make Beer. That's an outstanding song. But the one that I really enjoyed was Love God, Love People. It's that kind of message that Alan gives that just let's try and make the world a better place.
Sit on a park bench, talking with an old man, telling me his life story. Said he fought in the big war, married his first love, Eleanor. Last December she went to glory. Said the world could be a cold place if you let it. You gotta open up your heart to love. You won't regret it. You gotta love God and love people. You gotta spend some time underneath that steeple. When it comes to love, you gotta keep a heart full. You gotta love God and love people. Love God and love people.
And that's a little bit of Love God, Love People. Great tune from Alan Turner. We really enjoyed our conversation with him. And, you know, Alan's been a huge friend of the show, too. He has done what we need you to do as well. He shared us. He's what follows us on Facebook. It seems that every time we drop a new show, Alan's sharing it on his page and letting people know we're out there and what we're doing. And Alan, if you're listening, we really, really appreciate that, sir. He's just a great dude. Just a great dude all the way around. Then we had Blue Sky Riley.
Oh, yes.
Up-and-coming country singer. We had an opportunity to hear her live with another band that we've had on the show, Attaboy. We'll talk about them in a little bit. But Blue Sky just got back from Nashville. She's recorded a couple of new songs. We met her father and mother at the show. Her father was gracious enough to take Quarter Peep and I outside. And, hey, listen, this is one of the songs that she just recorded. And it's just some beautiful music. Blue Sky is an old soul. I really feel that she sings songs about God and country and the USA and working hard. And one of those is America's Middle Class. Sky Riley. Enjoyed her. She has a unique voice, don't you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And if you're watching, we do like these little hand signals, so
they do mean something. They really do.
So we have this language where we don't actually have to say a word and we still understand each other.
And when she sees the panic look on my face, she knows something's up. See, Willie, what are we doing? I don't know.
It gets a little scary. So,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, that happens too. So yeah, you know, after Blue Sky, we had the opportunity to hear Wisher was in there, and wow,
Wisher,
Kaylee Can, she absolutely rocks. That band is awesome. If you get a chance, they're playing a number of shows this summer in the greater Detroit area, and I have honestly, I've seen Wisher live on a couple of occasions, and I have never seen anybody engage the audience the way Kaylee does. Kaylee Can. She has made a big turnaround in her personal life, which she talked about on the show. She's sober almost 3 years now, and what a difference that has made for her outlook and some of the things that she shared about how she's able to do right. what she's doing on stage. And she called it a God thing.
Yes, she did. Yeah. And it's fantastic. I mean, it's cool to hear someone go through all these life experiences, and there you can tell through the songs, but it's great because so many other people can relate to that.
Yeah, we go through those problems.
We do. And it just makes you more relatable. And we're all, vulnerable at different points in our life. And hearing her sing, it just makes you going, I'm normal. I'm human.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're just a fantastic group of performers. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed them. And, you talk about songs from the heart mm-hmm. and songs that have some special meaning to them. The band that we're about to talk about has quickly become one of my all-time mm-hmm. favorites, Attaboy.
Attaboy, yeah.
Everyone in the band's got their story.
They do.
Everybody's come from
somewhere,
some form of hell, and mm-hmm. they've all made it through it. We got to meet them, talk with them casually in person when we met them, seeing them play with Blue Sky
right.
In Lapeer a few weeks ago. Just fantastic individuals when we interviewed them, and even better guys when we met them in person. Just
right.
a great group. And by the way, folks, if you're in Eastern Michigan, if you're not, take a drive. Saginaw, June 1st, The Vault in Saginaw, fantastic venue.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy has a single release party that night. A couple other bands joining them. I'm sorry, I don't have the information for them in front of me right now, but we're going to be there. It's going to be an opportunity to hear Attaboy live in the big room.
Mm-hmm.
The Vault is, I know the folks that own that and are running that, and they're busting their tails to give a first-class venue for these acts, mm-hmm. and they're succeeding. And so we're just real anxious to see the boys up there. But they have a song that, you're supposed to keep your composure when you're hosting a program like this. Voices, it got me. And every time I hear this song, I get the goosebumps and emotions roll. So it tells the story of being under that rock, fighting your way out and winning, and that mm-hmm. there's always hope.
Absolutely.
This is Attaboy and Voices.
Running on empty to find sense of worth. Pictures of things just to block out the dirt. It's easy to see why it all comes around. Towing heavy lines while cracks in sidewalks froze. Light silks through the trees, happiness I suppose. Where do we go? Where do we go from here? Time. All we need is time. Just to make the right choice and to see your voices run. Reading through life, every torn, tattered page. Favors they want and prices never paid. Efforts aren't bought, efforts are made. It's the simple things to get this way. To make the right choice.
That is, attaboy. I kept my composure.
I've been watching.
I guess if you heard it for the 50th time, yeah, you don't get quite as emotional anymore. But I really encourage you, if you're in the area and have an opportunity, June 1st is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We will be out there with no cares. We're going to have some fun with Attaboy and the bands that are joining them. And it's at the Vault in Saginaw on Saturday, June 1st. Mm-hmm. Please get out there if you can. We went from that to a little bit of a different recording situation when I was in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
You were back at our at home base. Mm-hmm. And the boys from Wide Track, Ron and Zach Tippin, were in, I believe, Waterford.
Yes. Yeah.
So had a fun time, a little bit of a unique situation. My mobile studio was in a hotel room in Frankfort, Kentucky. And boy, what a great duo. They play some absolutely smash and rock. They talked a lot about the process, how they wrote their music, how 20-year-old Zach is challenging dad to do things on the drum kit that he's never done before.
Right. And didn't he say it was like 10 or 11 when he went to his dad and said, hey, can I be a bass player in your band? And, you know, how cool is that?
Yeah. And now, as a dad.
Right.
Well, yes. Yeah. they had a very unique style and Zach just blew me away the whole time. He is just a very well-read, well-educated, mm-hmm. just a good dude.
He is.
Dad had to be proud. We know he was. But let's give a listen to one of theirs. This is Unlive. I mentioned this to you, Quarter Peep. I got a brother that's out on the East Coast that years ago had an indie band called Those Who Wait. And when I heard that song Unlived for the first time, I thought, gee whiz, Those Who Wait are making a comeback. It's a sound very similar to what my brother's band used to have there. And I certainly enjoyed it. I loved that interview. I thought that was,
it was a great interview.
One of the more interesting sets of conversations that we've had. Mm-hmm. It's really great. Get a chance, see Wide Track. They are a dynamic
duo,
and they're going to be doing some real good things too. Mm-hmm. Then just recently, and this is I guess a little preview, because this show is going to drop next week from tonight on Thursday, May 2nd. It's the coolest dude in town, Mr. Cool. And we had opportunity to talk with Jim Benelli, who is Mr. Cool, last night, and talk a little bit about some of the things they're doing, primarily a Flint area band. Yeah. They've been around for a good while. They've got a very unique sound. In fact, we were trying to pin down the various musical influences, and I kind of dated myself with the the bands that I mentioned, but he didn't say no. I heard some Zappa. I heard a little Jim Morrison in the Doors in their stuff. I heard some Jethro Tull. And Quarter Peep looked at me and said, "Who are they?" And
I know who the Doors is, but yeah. Sorry, the other two.
No, but it's Jim is a very interesting fellow, and he's been through a lot. Those of you, and he talked a little bit about his story during the interview. He received a kidney and a kidney donation from one of his band members, from one of his guitarists. Mm-hmm. And just a fantastic story. He is making music now, stronger than I think he has ever been. And he has a program that we want to plug, Cool Fest. And for any of you that have been there before, it is a heck of a party. The Cool Fest goes July 19th and 20th this year out on Torrey Road. I would encourage you to go to Mr. Cool's website. You can get a little more detail, address, and so forth. But they're going to have 12 to 16 bands over 2 days. Food is free. Drink is free. Yeah. Camping is free. Of course, they will take donations, and I highly encourage you to donate. Mrs. Benelli throws a food spread that is second to none. Unbelievable. From somebody that's been there before.
I think you have experience.
I have experienced it. I've experienced camping out there. We did that. We set up our tents out there, and a couple of us spent the night and froze our tails off. But had a great time. Now, this is back when he did it in October. Now he's doing it in the middle of July, so I'm sure it'll be a little bit different situation. Mm-hmm. But there are some fantastic bands coming there. He's got a band coming up from Indiana.
I think it's called Remember Me?
I believe so. Yeah. So it's I can't remember, but that's who I believe it is.
I got your back.
I appreciate that. But let's give a quick little a listen. This is No Name from Mr. Cool.
Been riding since dawn. I'm a mule, he don't like to run. I've been rolling along. I'm a man with no name. I've been wearing a pair of guns. I've been shooting into the sun. I've been rolling on a dark train.
Shout out there to Mr. Cool, No Name. Make sure you give us a listen next Thursday for the entire show. You can hear the rest of that, plus two more of his very unique sounding songs. Love it. And by the way, daughter Stacy, Machine Gun Benelli, is on the drum kit there, and that the flautist there is his other daughter, Doug.
Right.
And wow, they're just an incredibly talented family. And it was a really fun interview. Good people. I know you're going to enjoy that.
So who do we have coming up?
That's a great question. Mark Bloomsteel, is going to be here in a
couple weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. Mr. Cool's next week. Mark Bloomsteel, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The Gasoline Gypsies are going to be on in 3 weeks, and we're really looking forward to hearing them. They've got a lot of really good things going on, a couple of release parties we're going to be talking about, and a new EP that is on the horizon for them. So looking forward, really looking forward to those shows. We really appreciate
Thank you.
Everything you guys that have been following us have done We've got more than 1,000 of you out there that we're really, really pumped up about. Actually, a little over 1,100 now.
Yeah, we're growing.
We've heard from folks. My good friend Chuck Warmer out in Los Angeles has got several folks that are listening to us on the West Coast. And Chuck, if you're out there, you hear this, man, I really appreciate everything you've done. And of course, I mentioned to Alan, folks from Wisher, Blue Sky, everybody that's been on here has been tremendous. They've helped us promote the show, and we hope we're doing a little something that that you like. And we want to hear from you. First of all, we want you to follow us, please, on Spotify. That does as much as anything else. You follow us on Spotify, Vehicle City Sound, look us up there, and Vehicle City Sound on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you there. We have gotten 3 or 4 of the bands that have been on here, or bands that are going to be on with us, have contacted us via vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Mark, we heard from him that way. We heard from the guys from Widetrack that way and got them on the show. And got another that we're nailing down the details right now, but we're excited about having her on. Can't wait to talk about that as well. But drop us a note. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Let us know what we can do differently. And let us know if you've got a band. If you yourself are in a band, you want to be on the show. If you've got a band that you know about that you want us to reach out to, or you can get them in touch with us.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah.
This show is about you as is about anything else. And we want to bring new music to you. We want to give bands and performers the opportunity to promote themselves. That's what Vehicle City Sound is all about.
That's right. Yep. So, you know what? What is the history of Vehicle City Sound? I don't think a lot of people know.
Well, the 30-second history is we started out as a show in Shiner's Dive. Well, actually, the truth is we started out, our first 13 or so shows were done in a makeshift studio that we put together in the basement of my townhome many years ago. Moved the show to Shiner's Dive Bar, which unfortunately no longer exists here in the Flint Grand Blanc area. And it was a format where bands could come on. We talked to them a little bit. They'd play 2 or 3 songs live. We'd mix those and then drop it the next day or so. COVID came, gave us a bunch of hassles and headaches and challenges. A number of other factors started playing. One thing led to another. We got 48 shows in, and that was the end of Vehicle City Sound.
Or now.
At least as I thought it was. Then, as you well know, quarterly, a note came in the mail from the Licensing and Regulation Division of the State of Michigan asking if I wanted to renew my LLC, to which I shrugged my shoulders and said, nah, I don't think so. And Quarter Peep kicked me in the butt and said, hey, this would be fun. Let's do it. And here we are.
Here we are.
So there's the 37-second version of how it happened, and we're happy to be here. We're happy to be back. And hey, folks, we appreciate everything you've done. Please keep doing it. We hope you enjoyed this little smattering of a couple of things that have happened so far. And hey, listen, we appreciate it. We'll see you again a week from tonight on May 2nd with Mr. Cool.
Thank you
so much. Be good.